achila ksiva bei. In the parasha of Gira Nosha, Torah says loisoichel, you can't eat from it. So Rebbe says lashon of achila, achila always means the kazayis. That's only also if you eat a kazayis worth. For the mavur abonin, hahi achila. What does that mean to say? Techiis bei abo v'chamisha zaysim. If the gid itself was a big gid and it had 4 or 5 zaysim worth of the vein, in such a case, the ocho chad kizayis, you only ate 1 kizayis of the gid, mechayiv and echlami, then you would get malchus for that. Rabbanon also agreed that it says achil to tell us, if you eat a kizayis worth, you get malchus. They only say a chiddush, if you have a small gid, that the whole thing is less than a kizayis, and you eat the whole thing, then you get malchus for it also. Ben echlami, if it's a big gid and you eat a kizayis shaboy, they also agree you get malchus. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda, what does Yehuda say about this? Me asher ala kaf hayerech nafka. So that he learns out from the posik, me asher ala kaf. If Rashi says, Yehuda, hu lo yitzruch lashminin, te me asher ala kaf hayerech nafka, to lo yibina na diyochol ala kulirora fita ho gira nosha, to feel lo yochol ala mash ala kaf chayiv, even if you don't eat what's on top of the kaf. But a bavach it heid shamachila. So in this we know that you get malchus if you only eat a kazayas worth of it. Now, for Rabbanon, what do they do about this? Umi boilei, likud Shmuel. For Rabbanon say, no, this posik of Miasher ala kaf, we need for Shmuel's halacha. To Yom HaShmuel, that Shmuel says, le'osru tere elosh ala kaf hayerech. That posik did not come to teach me vidi kazayi sova that yichayiv, but it's come to teach me the whole gid anosho. That what's also midi rice is only the gid, the part of the vein, that goes over the kaf, the spoon there, of the thigh. That's the only part that's also. That's the Rabbanon cheetah. Sounds like Shmuel said before. But Rabbi Yehuda, he argues and holds no. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hayerach Ksiv, the Kula Yerach, that the whole Yerach is also Midiraisa. The Rashi says, blessed Lady Shmuel, Elakom Mokim Shiach Mimenu Kazayas Chayiv. Any Kazayas seed of the whole Giranosha, Yechayifu. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda dashed says, Kaf Hayerach, Mashma the whole Yerach. For Rabbonim, what do they do? Who the Poshet Yisura Bakula Yerach? They also know that it's only tied to which vein is also. It's only the inside vein, the one that goes along the whole thigh. La fuke chitz and deloy comes to exclude the outside vein that doesn't go along the whole thigh. That vein bechwal is not also. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. Rashi Rabbanan he hayerach lashminin also tiyein also vela pnimi. It's only also the inside vein. The poshet yisur b'kuli yerach, and even on that vein, what's also of it? Only the kaf hayerach, but the outside vein bechlal is not also. It says liyodim zo shala kaf, that what part of the inside vein is also? Only the vein that's on top of the spoon there of the thigh. For the more I b'hai kaf mibonu lemuti oif, I renewed the word kaf that we had before to exclude a knife. That the gid hanosha of an oif is muta, because an oif's thigh there's no spoon, there's no round thing there. There's no kaf. Lemuti oif the less like kaf. So Mora says in Echnami, Trey Kaf Ksiva says the word Kaf twice. So one is to teach us not a bird. By a bird there's no way to get a nosha. The other one is to teach us that this Kaf Hayerech, that what's Osir is only the vein that's above, that's around the Kaf, not the rest of the vein. So kids, that the Shmuel before said that the vein is only Yosef, it goes around the Kaf itself, that's like a Machloikas Anoyim. That's all this Machloikas reviewed in the Rabbonin. Yeah. Mashto put a call point with the Rabbanon, though we hold that Sarach Sheyit Les Kuloi, Mashto had to be Chotet, you have to go in and take out the whole thing. Even though Midirais it's only Yosar Shalach Kaf Bovad, Vice Vice with the Rabbanon, though, you have to go further and take out the whole thing. Yeah. Now the famous Mishnah starts, please see our Loch is about Tarubas now. Yeah, Mishnah says, Yerech shenishbashu bo gid hanosha. Person took the whole thigh of the animal, and he cooked it up. He took the whole thigh with the gid hanosha inside it, and he cooked it up. So the question is, the gid hanosha is also to eat. So l'chura, that gives tam into the rest of the meat. So the question is the rest of the meat now also to eat or not? So it depends. Em yesh by b'noi sein tam, if there's not 60 times the amount of the gid hanosha there, so the gira nosha gives off taste into the rest of the meat, then locher is a rezu asura. The whole piece of thigh, all the meat, becomes asa. Now, Kate said, Misharina noisai, how do we test, how do we tell, what kind of size is it, what kind of measurement is there, that we can tell that there is tam in the rest of the meat, and what's the size? So that says kibosa b'lefes. The Kam holds you have to have the size of meat with the lefes. How much lefes would give taste into the meat? That's the way you tell it. If meat gives into a turnip, so Rashi says kibosa b'lefes means roin kilo yerech liftois. We have to look as if the yerech itself is like turnips. Fi hagid bosa, as if the gid anosh is like meat. Vilu hoye noisein tam bosa kishir hagid belefes. If this amount of meat, the size of a gid anosh, would have given off taste into a turnip, with the size of the yerech, then is also. Rashi says the shiur and alach l'moshe misinai or gemira. This is the kabbalah the b'hochi mesherinen. The yaf agav. The yafa pi shilu hoye kuruv oy kaflet hoy tzarach pachas. Yes, even if it would have been a cabbage or something else of a different shear, that's the kabbalah that they hold. You have to be mishayer if the issa would be like a piece of meat, and the dover het would be like a piece of turnip. Would that amount of meat give taste into the turnip? That's the way you mishayer. Yeah, we'll soon see it. Allah, I don't think we hold like this. We hold so it's totally in shishim. Now, gid ha-nosha, the Gemara says, shen is bashel im agidim. What's going to be if you cook the gid ha-nosha with other veins, shel heter, mutadika veins? It depends. Im agidim, im agidim. So, bisman shem akirin, if you could tell which one is the gid ha-nosha, means you'll throw it out, take it out and throw it away. So now it's only a question if the tam of the gid ha-nosha went into the other veins, then it's benoisim tam. Rashi says, "Im yesh b'nosim tam b'cholelu." Again, according to the same shi as before, if there'll be, if you look, one is like bosom, one is like lefes, and it would have given off tam into it, then they all become also v'yim lav. And if it doesn't give tam, then it'll be muta. But v'yim lav, let's say not makir, you don't know which one is gid anosha, so you can't throw it out. Then kulun asurim, and everything becomes also. Rashi says, "Lekam meforish." The noise same time bemin beminoi, shenodim yochol avchinoi shiru b'shishim. We'll see what this means here. Churid means here v'imlav kul nasur means that if v'imlav means if you can't throw out the gedanosha, then everything becomes awesome. This is left to see in the Gemara why. Now, what's going to be v'haroitif? Let's even in a case we can't throw away the gedanosha, it stays there, so like it's not bottle, it's also, but only the pieces are also. What about the roitif, the juice that's there? That's for sure b'noi sintam. That's what depends upon if it's noi sintam or not. Because for sure the gid anosha is not in the juice, it's not in the gravy. So that's only a tam that came out of the gid into it. So therefore, it's us. Therefore, it's all b'noi sintam. Yeah. Now, v'chein, the same halacha applies also, chaticha shel nevela, a piece of meat of a nevela that got mixed up with other pieces of meat. V'chein chaticha shel dag tamei. Same thing, a piece of fish, a tray for a piece of fish. Shenizbash lim chatichos, they got mixed up with other pieces of meat, other pieces of fish. Bizman shemakirin, if you know claw, which piece was also, so you throw it out. Now it's only a question, does it give off taste into the other pieces? Then b'naisin tam. Then we'll mishayir, if it has enough to give off tam or not. V'yim lav, but in the case we don't recognize the piece of meat that was also, the piece of fish that was also, then kul masuras. Then all the pieces remain also. And this, the Gemara has the question, who or why? Even if you don't recognize the piece, but let's say it's bottle b'roiv, let's say chach be bottle betray, which is a bottle b'roiv also. So we'll see in the Gemara why it's not bottle. If you don't recognize the piece, then we say all the pieces remain also. But again, v'haroitev, let's say you're not eating the piece itself, you're only eating the juice, so the juice for sure is not the piece itself, is only tam that came out of the piece into the juice. So then for sure we say b'nai sintam. It depends what other things, what other ingredients there is in this pot. So if you have 60 times more heter than you had issa, then it would be muta. If you have less than that, then it would be yasa. Now the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel Leishon, when we learn the din of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Techiyesh by b'nai sintam, when it gives tam into the yerech, that kol ha-yerech asura, the whole piece of meat is yasa. When is the Mishnah talking about? Elishin is bashal bo. Only if you cooked it in water. Rashi says, Sharoitiv mala hatam b'cholabosa. If you put the whole thigh in a big pot of water and cook it up, then we say the water takes the taste of the gid anosha and throws it all around the whole meat. So therefore, it gives time to the whole meat. The whole meat becomes asa. Avo nitlabo. Let's say you don't cook it in water. You just roast it. You take the side the way it is with the gira nosher inside it, and you only roast it. Rashi says avo nitzlo imoy. If you roast it, then nitzmis pesaychay. The gira just like shivers up, shrinks inside. It doesn't go out. The yitzibos doesn't go out into the meat. It just stays in its place. So then the lochur is kolif v'yoichel. All you have to do is just cut out kolif v'yoichel and nafket. Kolif v'yoichel means keep dig into the meat and eat it. Ad shemegila gid, until you come to the gid. It's only the gid is asa, but not the meat. Like we just said, because the tam of the gid does not flow out into the rest of the meat. It only stays there in its place. So Rashi says kolif v'yoichel means kolimar. Choytech elyon, cut off the top piece v'yoichel eat until you come to the gid. But the whole piece did not become also through tzli, through roasting. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. And this the Gemara says, ain't it not that way? I v'omer Rav Huna, a gid, if you have the gid anosha, shenitzla b'chelboi, if you roasted it with its own chelif, Rashi says, shlo noto chelif akloish, you didn't take out the fats on top of the kidneys. So you have the gidi, this is not the gid, I mean the kid, Rav Huna, gidi, if you have a whole kid, not the gid anosha, a piece of meat from the gidi, a kid, Shetzola b'chelbi, you roasted the whole piece of meat with its fat attached to it. Also lechol, you're not allowed to eat from this piece of meat. Afilum rishos, eat from the even from its ear. Rashi says shein shom chelib, even though there's no fat there in its ear. Alma, what do we see? Push the isur b'kulus. You see, even by roasting a piece of meat, also the roasting takes the fat and throws it all over the piece of meat. That whole piece of meat becomes also. So what do you say over here by the gid that if you'd roast the gid anosha in the thigh, then the rest of the thigh would be muta? So then, I'll tell you, shani chelib, chelib is different. Fat, timafafeya. By fat, there's a different svara. Fat is grease.